Well, Tommy, you told me in midweek that you simply wanted to be in the hat on Monday. You've achieved that.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be in the hat on my own. You know, you've got to... I said it to you on Thursday, you know, we have no God-given right, because we're in a league higher than Enfield Town, to progress in a football match. You know, I think anybody who is yet now, or today, sorry, would have seen, they were a team that were fighting as hard, if not harder at times, than us to get themselves in the hat. So I've got to give them a bit of credit. They've used every ounce of gamesmanship I think you can use in terms of using the clock, which I'm not knocking them at all for that. I think the people in the middle of the pitch have got to manage that a little bit better, but I can't knock the fact that they've gone and scored a goal away from home and they've defended for their lives for a lot of the game, but at the same time could have nicked it. So yeah, like you said, we're in the hat, and the one thing now is we'll go up there on Tuesday night and we'll know what the prize would be.
What pleased you and what disappointed you about Borough's play today?
I thought the first 20-25 minutes, a bit like last weekend at Bath City, we dominated the ball, dominated possession, looked like we were going to open people up. And then when I watched Everton Liverpool before the game, and it was similar there. If you don't get your noses in front, and we had the ball in the net a couple of times, and they were both ruled out, one for offside and one for handball. I don't know, physically or mentally, I don't know what it is, but it hits you and it knocks you back a little bit. And then they're always going to have little spells, but I thought we were very comfortable first half. Second off, obviously, the penalty, I thought Ian was particularly lucky to stay on the pitch. I can't see for the life of me why he hasn't been sent off. So when people say to me, oh, you're always on about the referees, I'm on about the referee there because he should have sent Ian Simpember off. Simple. But that was a massive turning point. Lewis, I think, probably showed us his first error of the season with the first goal, but then he saved the penalty. And then, like I said... manager made a couple of substitutions and it was great.
Absolutely, yeah. The young boys sort of got you out of jail.
Well, you know, you say that. They were coming on anyway, is one thing. What I would say is, I mean, it surprised me a little bit, but delighted me in another bit. Young Ryan Warrell come knocking on my door about 10 days ago and says, Gaffer, I want to play. And I thought, you know what, he just reminds me what I used to do to Chris Nicol and Ian Bramford when I was at Southampton. And I've kept that under my hat to myself. Since then, I've already offered the lad a contract. And I like a lot about him. I didn't think today was the game to put him in there, because I knew it was going to be one of them games where we've not come into it with great confidence. But I knew if he come on the pitch, he's slightly ill-disciplined compared to Dean Sinclair, so he'd give us a different dimension. I've got to say, to have the wherewithal and the confidence to pick the ball up, having not touched the ball when he went on, and take the penalty, he deserves a huge pat on the back.
I looked around your team and I thought, where's the penalty taker?
Well, I mean, I think Sam Beale would have taken it and comfortably slotted it. He's probably one of the better ones. But like I said, I'm not bothered. I always say this, I don't care who scores. It's about a team, and I thought he epitomised that. And like you said, we're in the hat and we look forward to Tuesday.
Just finally, how will Tuesday's game be different?
Well, it won't be that different in that it'll be the same two clubs. It'll be at their ground, obviously. So always when you play at home, the onus is on you to go forward and forward and forward. We tend to do that home and away anyway. So what the one thing is, we've actually had a look at them and they've had a look at us, whether there be changes or not through injury or, you know, suspension or whatever that each club have got to deal with, and that'll probably bear fruit then. But all we do know is it's a game that we didn't have, and it's the first Tuesday game we've had for some time, and actually probably quite welcome the fact we got another game, just the fact that we just wish it wasn't in the FA Cup.